And it's time to catch up on everything that's happening in and around Tumby Bay. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. Anzac Day commemorations have wrapped up. What's the story with the footy round?
Yes, in Tumby Bay we held a Anzac Day commemorative football and netball round. Great Flinders was doing that throughout the region, and in Tumby that meant Tumby Bay Blues and Eyre United Saints were participating. So all the senior players were wearing commemorative guernseys and beards, and they had on them the names of local servicemen and women, World War One, and that was organised and funded by Tumby RSL. That was a great day of sportsmanship and honouring the Anzacs, and we're just organising photos and results and a big wrap-up in Council and Community newsletter for May, so check that out.
Definitely get a hold of that if you can, and we're not that far away. I can't believe how quick it's gone. The June long weekend.
That's right. We are very excited to get the Mighty Skyhooks coming, performing live in Tumby Bay Hall. And some people have been waiting for this for months because it was scheduled for January and we had to postpone it because of COVID. It's finally getting here. There are some very flashy costumes, I hear, getting prepared by some locals, including some Tumby Bay cricketers. I can't wait to see what they come up with. So, Keith, it might be time to dust off some glad rags and join in.
I got no idea what I would actually wear to Skyhooks. I'd have to go digging.
Yeah, get a bit of Google going and see what they used to wear, I guess. People haven't got their tickets yet, now is the time. Trybooking.com, and you'll find on there tickets discounted for groups of four, and we've even got EP Bus Charters offering return transfers from Cummins, Coffin Bay, Port Lincoln and even Wongaree. So everybody on the EP has no excuse. They can get there and they can get back safely and have a great night, I think.
We're going to jump from Skyhooks ahead. What's happening on the 9th of July?
We've got to save the date for everybody. So July 9th, the Saturday, Adelaide Guitar Festival on the Road program is returning to Tumby Bay. We had a great time with them last year. They brought a moving feast of guitar gigs across the town over the Saturday afternoon and evening. And they must have decided that Tumby was a great spot for it, and they're bringing another program back again, as well as, I think, Cleve the next day, which worked really well last year. So all sorts of genres and musical tastes catered for, and I understand gig times and artists are going to be announced soon. So keep an eye out on the Tumby Council Facebook page for more details on that one.
Sounds like that will be a wonderful weekend with the Adelaide Guitar Festival rolling into Tumby Bay. Thank you very much, Amy. We'll chat again next month.
Absolutely. Thanks, Keith.